In the year ahead, HVEs will remain New Jersey's most compelling threat. HVEs continue to demonstrate an ability to operate in New Jersey and throughout the region. Stick around to learn more about New Jersey's greatest threat.
This is Director Jared Maples of the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness. Welcome back to Season 3 of Intelligence Unclassified, a podcast about counterterrorism, cybersecurity, and emergency preparedness. Join us as we talk to local and national experts in these fields to discuss New Jersey's diverse threat landscape and offer you a unique perspective on current trends and issues facing our great state. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for coming. Please feel free to add this podcast to your RSS feed, iTunes, or Google Play. You can also follow NJOHSP on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at NJOHSP. All links can be found in the show notes and on our website, www.njohsp.gov.
Today we have Jerry Martin, an intelligence analyst with NJOHSP, and we're going to be speaking about HVEs. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Alyssa. Thanks for having me on here today.
Could you please provide an overview of homegrown violent extremists for us?
Yes. So homegrown violent extremists, or HVEs, are assessed to be the greatest threat to the state of New Jersey, and they have been over the past couple of years. HVs are individuals who are inspired by, as opposed to directed by, foreign terrorist organizations, and then they're traditionally radicalized in the countries in which they are born, raised, or reside. We know that international terrorist organizations, such as ISIS, have encouraged HVs to carry on attacks, and in many instances, personal grievances influence their ideology, target selection, and the violent acts that they ultimately conduct. We've seen that here in New Jersey in 2017, where there's two cases of HVEs, the first one being of Gregory Lepsky. Authorities arrested Gregory Lepsky of Point Pleasant, New Jersey, after he attempted to kill the family dog. In his belief of Islam, he believed that the family dog was haram or dirty. Once officers got there, they found a pressure cooker in his closet, as well as several books on jihad and suicide bombing. Lepsky was in the process of planning an attack targeting New York City. Another case is that of individual Saifullah Saipov, who attacked New York City on Halloween. Saipov planned and got the equipment for his attack from New Jersey, where he resided.
Are there any trends that we have seen lately with homegrown violent extremists?
Yes, so there's a couple of trends that we've seen really over the past couple of years come to light. The first one is that we know that individuals radicalize at least partly online. One of the trends we've seen is HVs tend not to feel comfortable reaching out to people in person anymore, so they look for like-minded individuals on social media platforms such as Facebook. One of the cases in particular is an individual named Elvis Redzepagic, who is a New York resident and a sympathizer of the Nusra Front, which is Al-Qaeda's old affiliate in Syria, as well as ISIS. He attempted to travel to Syria to wage violent jihad on behalf of these groups, but he actually never made it there. So he reached out to sympathizers online after seeing images of his cousin actually fighting in Syria and attempted to find a good way to get and join up with these groups overseas. The other trend that we've been seeing is that HVs are using tools that are available to carry on attacks. The most likely tool that we've seen is actually vehicles as weapons, which have increased significantly over the past couple years. To give you some numbers, in 2015 in the West, we've seen one attack. In 2016, we saw three attacks. And then 2017, we saw 11 attacks. So we see these attacks growing over time. And not only are they growing as a tool, but they're also becoming more deadly as well. Along with vehicles as weapons, we see individuals using whatever's at their disposal. Most of the times, that's either kitchen knives or small arms, which are easy to get a hold of here in the United States.
Switching gears, is the threat from ISIS the same as HVEs?
So that's a good question. For our threat assessment, we rank HVEs as the greatest or highest threat, and then ISIS is actually ranked as a moderate threat. That's not to say that ISIS isn't as dangerous, but if we look at ISIS's history, they've never actually successfully attacked the United States. Instead, they use their propaganda to inspire homegrown violent extremists, or HVEs, to carry out attacks in their name. So yes, there is a difference in the threat level. ISIS, however, continues to inspire HVEs across the country as well as in the West, and they rely on sympathizers heavily to kind of get this propaganda and keep it going. So while we see ISIS lose ground on the battlefields over in Iraq and Syria, they're attempting to put more propaganda out there and encourage more of these attacks that we've seen.
Interesting. I remember several years ago, there was a discussion about people who left to join ISIS in Iraq and Syria that would later come back to countries where they were from, and then they would conduct attacks in their originating countries. Now that the caliphate has fallen apart, what is the threat from returning foreign fighters that are returning to their home countries?
So we saw a lot of talk about these individuals in 2017. We call them foreign fighters. So these are individuals like Americans who fought for terrorist groups overseas. We assess that we actually face a minimal threat from these individuals. And that's due to the low probability that they're actually going to return. Most of them have been killed in action, or they're going to look to join other terrorist organizations back overseas somewhere. We know that American law enforcement agencies have a good idea of who these individuals are, so if they do attempt to return, federal agencies are going to arrest them.
Thanks, Jerry, for that overview on HVs in New Jersey.
No problem at all. I would just also like to say to the listeners out there, we have a number of other resources available on our website, which is www.njohsp.gov. There you can find a number of products that we've written about HVEs, as well as the foreign terrorist groups that inspire these individuals. One of our most recent products was on the radicalization timelines and trends that we've been seeing, particularly in 2017 amongst New Jersey HVs. And then also for the listeners out there, I'd like you to take time today and rate this podcast and provide us feedback so we can better gear the future podcast to your needs and requirements.
Again, all links can be found in the show notes and on our website at www.njohsp.gov. If you have any ideas or topics for future episodes, please contact us on Twitter at @NJOHSP or email us at intelunclass@njohsp.gov. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to subscribe to Intelligence Unclassified.